Quest for Gold. I'm Ryan Burrow. It's a new season. We've got some new music, and we've got plenty of Olympic and Paralympic updates, conversations, and interviews planned over the next year. That's right. We are exactly 1 year away from the opening ceremonies in Paris. Paris last hosted an Olympic Games in 1924, so this will be the first time in 100 years for the City of Lights. France last hosted the Winter Olympics in 1992 in Albertville. And we start episode one of our Quest for Gold run in Paris. We're joined by Maria Elena Bolloris of Nexstar, who's in France prepping for what will be the year-long lead-up to the Games. She was on hand for a ceremony Wednesday that included Usain Bolt. We are 1 year out from the Paris Games. Is this city looking like it's going to be ready? I know previously at previous Olympics there have been concerns about, you know, getting buildings built and venues secured. Well, what does it look like right now on the ground 1 year out in Paris?
Well, it's interesting, Ryan, because I would say it doesn't look all that different. And part of the reason is because all but two venues are either already existing or will be temporary. So we're talking about things like Roland Garros, Stade de France, these historic stadiums that are already in use. Those will be used again. But then the temporary ones are going to be places like the Eiffel Tower, where beach volleyball will be, the Grand Palais, which is this stunning exhibition hall, will be Taekwondo and fencing. The Invalides, which is a former military hospital, is going to be archery. So they haven't really started work on those temporary venues yet. I would imagine they have the plans in place and they should be done in time, but we're not seeing that infrastructure at this point in time. I do know the two venues that they're building, there's an athlete Olympic Village and then an aquatic center. We have seen those as we've been driving throughout the city. They are making progress on those, and I know those ones will be ready in time. So I think because there's not as much construction as we've seen in previous games, they're really trying to use what the city already has. There isn't as much of a stressor, if you will, of if the construction will be done in time. I believe everything that they have for these existing venues, that will come within the next year.
So then the issue, I guess, comes down to security. We've seen some of the riots that have taken place over the last couple months. Is that something that they're kind of focusing in on right now, is how to protect not only the fans, the venues, but also the city?
Yeah, they are. And that also ties in to how they're using historical sites here in Paris as venues, because their slogan is Games Wide Open. They are really hoping that people come out and experience the Olympic spirit, even if they don't have tickets. So, of course, like you said, security is something they really have to figure out how they are going to handle it. I know specifically for the opening ceremony alone, they have been working on that security plan for 3 years. And that's because the opening ceremony is not in a stadium like we typically see it, but it's going to be floating down the Seine River heading toward the Eiffel Tower. So you're going to have athletes and coaches on boats moving down the river. So they are having law enforcement on the water, on the banks of the river, on the bridges, in the air. And they said they're still trying to find what that balance will be between a law enforcement presence that you see and you maybe feel comforted by, or you acknowledge that it's there, but not too much law enforcement that it feels like it's diminishing the spectacular event that it will be and the excitement of the game. So they're still fine-tuning those, but we were here yesterday when the Olympic Committee, the organizers, and some French athletes showed us what the opening ceremony will look like, and they were down the river on the boat, and there was a pretty heavy law enforcement presence. You noticed them. There were boats with officers on them, armed officers, police all along the banks of the river, police on the bridges, and I think they are restricting some pedestrian access. So I'm sure that security plan will be much more detailed as we get closer. I don't think they will be releasing all of those details to us. The organizer that I spoke with said, of course, you know, some of that is going to remain a secret, but they've been thinking about this for many years.
What's the general atmosphere and the feeling among the people there? Is this something they're excited about? Is this something that they're looking to get out of the city once it comes in? I mean, what's the general atmosphere 1 year out?
I would say probably 60-40, 60 or 70, maybe 75, excited, 25, excited, but a little hesitant. A lot of people we've spoken to who live here, they have tickets, they're excited, they want France and Paris to be showcased. They're excited about all the people who are going to come here and experience different cultures and some of the kind of moments that come from the Olympics, so spirit of the Olympic Games and what that means for their city. Of course, you have some other people who are thinking about the traffic and thinking about all the people who are here. We actually spoke with a professor at the American University of Paris, and I believe the phrase he used was, he'll be sully annoyed by the traffic, but he'll begrudgingly be excited by the time the games roll around. So I think you have a fair number of people who are feeling that way, because traffic is pretty rough here as it is. So I can't imagine what it's going to be like next summer when you have all of the fans and athletes and staff here. So I think if people are not looking for the traffic, they may head out of the city for next summer. We'll see.
What are the weather conditions like in Paris this time of year? I know we've had issues with previous summer games with the heat. I've got a shot of you right now. I can see you. Is it pretty comfortable in mid-July, late July?
Well, it's been interesting, Ryan. We have had picture-perfect weather today, maybe 70, 75, sunny, breezy. But since we've been here for the last few days, we've had a little more rain and maybe 60, 65, a little chillier than I expected it to be. And to your point, when we were in Tokyo, there were a ton of issues with the heat. It was so hot. It was so humid. I know they were rescheduling tennis events. It was just unbearably warm. So we have not experienced that here today. I would hope that continues for next summer, but I know that France sometimes gets heat waves in July. We've heard that from people who live here. So we were lucky. We did not experience that. Fingers crossed it's the same way next summer. I know that, you know, if anyone's coming next summer, you got to bring a variety of things, from pants to shorts, raincoats, and sunscreen. You need a little bit of everything.
Have you picked up a little bit of French out there?
You know, I'm trying. I've gotten bonjour and merci beaucoup. Which is thank you very much. I'm still working on I don't speak French and where is the blank, the restaurant, the restroom, whatever it might be. So I am going to start, one of the apps, maybe work a little bit on that before next year, because French is a language I don't have a lot of experience with, not a lot of exposure to. So I'd like to be able to get around a little bit more. But I have noticed here, if you give it a shot, people are really friendly about it and either help you or will work with you and you can figure it out.
I'm sure we'll be speaking with Maria Elena again in the future ahead of these games. This won't be our only interview on international soil. We'll have the opportunity to chat with German officials and the German Olympic movement this fall, live from Munich. That's coming up in September. Let's turn our attention to New Zealand, where the U.S. women's national soccer team is trying for a World Cup three-peat. This team will likely look similar to the 2024 Olympic roster, with the exception of Megan Rapinoe, who announced she'll be retiring later this year. To the action, courtesy of Fox Sports.
And swinging ball, headed down, tied at one! She did it!
An equalizer in the second half by a frustrated Lindsey Horan Wednesday gave them a 1-1 draw against their 2019 World Cup Dutch foes. This 1 point gives them 4 points in the group play and a good place to move into the knockout round as they take on Portugal Tuesday. Other sports we're keeping an eye on 1 year out, the Fencing World Championships are underway in Milan. The U.S. women and men's 3-on-3 basketball teams have been competing at the 2023 U23 Nations League Americas Conference in Chile. In the coming weeks, we'll be talking with athletes hoping to compete, introduce you to the new sports coming to these summer games, talk about transgender athletes in sports, and dig into what will happen with Ukrainian and Russian athletes come Olympic time. All that and more coming up on this season of Quest for Gold. I'm Ryan Burrow. We'll see you next week.